James Brayshaw and Anthony William Brownless. This is a special Friday bonus podcast of the Rush Hour.
Oh, Friday, Philip, and they're starting to get very, very popular.
Yeah.
They're people are climbing over themselves to get access to
them. Well, you know why, Jim, because they're a bit of meat on the bone.
That's it, a bit extra. We do stuff on the Friday ones that you probably wouldn't hear on any of the other 4 days.
Because we did find some stuff of you on the Crow Show.
Crow Show.
And the Crow Kick Through the Week, which we love that. Which is, you're boring as bad shit.
I know, no question of that. I tell you, speaking of those times, right?
Yes.
The Sheffield Shield Final 95-96, I think will go down as one of the all-time great Sheffield Shield cricket matches ever played.
So what happened? Give us a quick rundown.
Adam Gilchrist made 180 off about 30 balls.
180?
Oh, it's unbelievable, Bill. The ball scrapped around to get to about 30, and then the next 150 runs he made, nothing but the middle of the bat.
For WA.
He kept donging him out into the St. Peter's Cathedral car park. He kept hitting everyone for four or six.
What do you really have?
189 off 187.
Yep.
Jeez.
Oh, Bill, he could not have hit him any better.
Who did you play?
It was the sort of coming out innings, if you like, for Gilly.
WA.
But the WA side in that game, I think there was Mike Hussey, there was Justin.
WA.
Right. Well, who do you think he was playing for?
Well, I don't know. New South Wales.
He played two games in New South Wales, I reckon, at the start of his career. He played all his Shield cricket for WA.
All right, he's playing for WA.
But they, at that time, had, in that game, I reckon, Mike Hussey played, Justin Langer played, Damien Martin played, Tom Moody played.
Yep.
They had an incredible team. Great and then team. Joe Angel and Bernard Julian. And all. Anyway, Brad Hogg. So an amazing game of cricket. But the reason it was amazing, in fact, I made hundreds. The reason it was an amazing game of cricket is because Peter McIntyre, who didn't know which end of the bat to hold, and Shane George, who didn't know which end of the bat to hold, had to bat for the best part of an hour on the last afternoon to save the game.
Facing who?
And they got through, facing Brad Hogg and Brendan Julian. So they got through, which meant that South Australia won the game and pandemonium broke loose. Oh, people everywhere.
Good win.
It was a great win. Great game of cricket.
Great win.
Anyway. So, about 2 days after that, and fair to say, Bill, South Australia hadn't won the Sheffield Shield since, I think, 1980. So, it had been a long 16-year drought.
Long.
Probably not as long as the drought we're experiencing just at the minute. But anyway, it's been a long time.
Yep.
So, we were sponsored at the time, and I'm pretty sure they still are, by West End Brewery.
Of course.
So,
which is made in Adelaide.
Home final, we win. So, West End kicked in, I think it was 8 cartons each.
Eight slabs
of West End draft.
To each player.
Now, I'm not a beer drinker, as you know. It landed at my front door, and I was very grateful because it was very generous, but I'm thinking, how the hell am I going to get through them? Anyway, 2.5 days later, Fat, we had to turn up to the Premier's office for a reception.
Oh, nice.
So, Bill.
2 days.
We had all been, Tim May, myself, Greg Blewett, Tim Nielsen, Jason Gillespie.
Yeah,
we'd all basically hadn't got home, I reckon, pretty much. We'd almost gone the whole way through.
Ooh.
Anyway, we turn up very dusty to this reception. Had the team uniform on, the stupid old blue blazer and the cream pants and the tie and everything.
Looking like smacks.
But proper smacks. Yeah. Anyway, as we're ready to go in and be greeted by the Premier, Shane George rolls up. I hadn't laid eyes on him. We won the game, Bill. I had not laid my eyes on him since we left the dressing room that night.
He was a fast bowler, yeah.
Fast bowler and a bloody good bloke, Georgie, too. So anyway, we're all standing there.
Haven't seen him.
He comes wandering up. I'm like, where the hell do you think you've been? No one's seen him. Anyway, he's looking a bit sheepish.
Yeah.
So we're doing as we're told because the official at the Premier's office is telling us how it's going to be and where we've got to sit and how we're walking in and all the rest of it. Anyway, so we're all bloody standing there in line.
Yeah.
Georgie turns to me and he says, you know that beer the brewery gave us?
The 8 slabs.
8 slabs. I said, yes, Shane, I have got a good idea about that. He goes, how long was that meant to last?
he hadn't drank the 8 slabs.
He downed the lot.
8 slabs in two days.
2 days. I hadn't had one.
You hadn't had one beer.
Finished the lot.
You should have given in your 8.
He could easily have had one. In fact, he should have driven
that's
around
a
and
good
taken
drink.
It. Bill.
Back in
that's
the day when
no,
you
we're
a bit we're of fun
we're
and all
responsibly,
that,
of course, and we're not promoting that would be anything you'd want to do. But, Bill.
Oh, that's a good trick.
How long were they meant to last? Come on, Georgie. Oh, jeez.
Oh, it reminds me when I did that too. We didn't even win, Jim.
It's a Rush Hour. Triple M.